Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Monday, the 10th of August. It is now 80. Well, we had a trace of rain last evening and a puny shower late yesterday afternoon. 55 hundredths of an inch of rain out of those thunderstorms that came in late last night and early this morning. I'll have more on that forecast after the news. Well, after 25 years of continuous service on Southeast 2nd Street in Fairfield, Howard and Beverly Tanner have sold their business, Fairfield Produce, to Don and Cindy Grimes of Fairfield. The Grimes plan to retain the same name of the business, Fairfield Produce, as well as to continue and maintain the same high level of quality products and service for which the Tanners are known. The transaction actually closed this morning, and the Grimes took over operation of the business this morning. Howard and Beverly wish to thank all of their loyal customers for their patronage over the years and hope you'll continue to show your loyalty to the new owners at Fairfield Produce. Howard and Beverly Tanner say they're looking forward to retirement of leisure, travel, and, of course, gardening. WFIW News, time 12:16.
Bring the warmth of summer into your home with fresh summer-cut floral bouquets or summer silk floral arrangements. Stein's Flowers and Gifts in Carmine has several beautiful fresh summer floral bouquets to choose from, as well as a large selection of silk floral arrangements. Let Stein's Flowers help you celebrate your anniversary with a custom bouquet along with Sweet Shop gourmet chocolates for your home, wedding, anniversary, or just because. Make it Stein's Flowers and Gifts on 1st Street in Carmine or call 382-4624.
If you or a loved one are being treated or have been treated for cancer, Fairfield Memorial Hospital is inviting you to be part of a cancer support group. Support group meetings will occur the second Thursday of each month beginning February the 12th and will be held from 6 to 7 p.m. in Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room with light refreshments and education provided. This is oncology nurse Jessica Turner ready to facilitate Fairfield Memorial Hospital's cancer support group to help you find ways to re-energize your mind, body, and spirit.
Buy two, get $10 at Kincaid's. Buy any two pieces of Wrangler apparel at Kincaid's and receive a $10 rebate by mail. Buy any two pieces of Wrangler Cowboy Cut, Wrangler Premium Performance Cowboy Cut, Genuine Wrangler, Wrangler Riggs Workwear, Wrangler Rugged Wear, Wrangler Premium Patch, Wrangler Retro, Wrangler Blues, Booty Up by Wrangler, Wrangler The Ultimate Riding Jean, and much more. At least $14.95 each through August 15th and receive a rebate coupon for $10 at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Three Wayne County men have been jailed and police are still searching for a fourth suspect involved in an alleged home invasion. It happened early Sunday morning over in Albion. Edwards County authorities say a bystander called 911 early Sunday morning to report that four men had forced their way into the home of Kenny Bryant at 209 Connie Drive in Albion. Also in the residence at the time was 26-year-old Lauren Springmeyer, formerly of Fairfield. Now, the suspects have been identified as William M. Wasselli, 27, of Wayne City, Kyle D. Moore, 29, and Donald A. Sims, 38, all of Fairfield. Edwards County authorities have not publicly identified that fourth suspect pending the issuance of an arrest warrant. Now, the suspects were rounded up in Fairfield by Fairfield City police officers in the early morning hours on Sunday and later transferred to the White County Jail in Carmine, where they remain for Edwards County authorities pending the filing of formal charges and setting of bond. Edwards County State's Attorney Michael Valentine says charges will be filed early this week once he has reviewed all the police reports of the incident. Authorities said that neither occupant of the Bryant home was injured. However, one of the suspects, Kyle D. Moore, was hit in the head with a ball bat by one of the alleged victims and did seek medical treatment. He's been released from the hospital and is currently in the White County Jail at Carmine. The case remains under the investigation by the Albion City Police and the Edwards County State's Attorney's Office. 19-year-old Joshua M. Ferris of Sims was arrested Saturday night on a charge of domestic battery. Ferris is accused of beating up 23-year-old William R. Gortmaker of Springfield, Missouri, during an altercation on Wright Street in Sims. The incident happened a little after 11 o'clock Saturday night. Now, Gortmaker told police Ferris chased him outside, tackled him into a ditch, striking him in the head. Gortmaker told police he thought he was going to be drowned in that ditch. He was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital and treated and released. Ferris was cited for domestic battery and unlawful consumption of alcohol by a minor. Thomas W. Ballinger of Fairfield was arrested Friday by city police on a charge of aggravated assault. City police had no details on the alleged incident. Carmine City Police report the arrest of 43-year-old William K. Pierce of Springerton. Pierce was wanted on a failure to appear warrant out of Hamilton County. Bond, $245 cash. Carmine City Police report the arrest of a 15-year-old boy on charges of robbery and aggravated battery. The alleged victim in the case, a 12-year-old boy, Jesse Helton, of 4th Street in Carmine. 33-year-old Miranda J. Hale and 34-year-old Dustin K. Hale, both of New Haven, were arrested yesterday on charges of domestic battery by the White County Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Police, along with Illinois State Police, investigated the case. The alleged battery occurred, police said, as the two were on their way home on the Harold Blacktop and got into a domestic disturbance. Both have been lodged in the White County Jail at Carmine, pending the filing of formal charges and setting a bond. In other news this afternoon, Jacob K. Fenton, 24, of Fairfield, was arrested Friday on a charge of violating an order of protection. Fenton was found Friday afternoon at the home of 19-year-old Ashley B. Powers on Westwood Drive in Fairfield. Police noted that Fenton was also wanted on a Wayne County warrant, charging him with intimidation and domestic battery. Bond, $5,000 cash. David I. Diamond, 31, of Fairfield, was arrested Saturday night on a charge of disorderly conduct. Diamond is accused of threatening to shoot 56-year-old LaDonna J. Moore of Fairfield, who refused an offer for a ride as she was walking home on Northwest 6th Street Saturday evening. After Moore refused Diamond's offer, he's accused of swinging back around and shouting the alleged threat. Police said Diamond was extremely intoxicated. No weapon was found. WFIW News Time, 12:21.
At UBear's Furniture Company, you don't have to break your piggy bank to get the things you want and need. End tables start at $80. TV stands start at $299. Queen mattress sets start at $399. And at UBear's, we have sofas for as little as $399. And recliners start at just $299. Free financing and delivery is available. See store for details. So don't break that piggy bank. Shop at UBear's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Mosaic Tile Backsplash Kits cover a 15-square-foot kitchen backsplash in about 2 hours from Southern Illinois Lumber Company. The mosaic is a blend of green or brown, white, and metal accents. Kits include peel-and-stick backing, 3 bags of ready-mix grout and installation tools for just $359.99. If your area is larger than 15 square feet, Silico has add-on packs of 5 additional square feet for only $159.99. They make it easy to create a work of art with glass mosaic tile kits from Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
The road construction, we had a road closing that we told you about this morning on Enterprise Road, 4 miles north of Fairfield. We got a note this morning that said the road would be closed today for a bridge repair. Well, now we get word that the bridge, which is over the Martin Creek, that bridge will be out and that road closed for 12 weeks. I couldn't understand how they could replace a bridge in one day, but now we're told that section of the road, which is about a quarter mile north of Clyde Robbins Corner on Enterprise Road, will be shut down and closed to traffic for about 12 weeks. Area dentist Dr. Walter Dawkins is returning to Fairfield. Dr. Dawkins operated a practice on West Main Street in Fairfield for many years and is returning his practice to Fairfield next month. Dr. Dawkins tells WFIW News that his practice will be operating out of the former Dr. E.G. Dickey Optometry Office at 102 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield. Dr. Dawkins says he's in the process of hiring his support staff and plans to be back in business in September. Currently, Dr. Dawkins lives in Mount Vernon, has plans to move to Wayne County after getting his equipment set up in his new office and reestablishing his practice. We have the winners named in the Fairfield Elks Club Golf Tournament that was conducted Saturday. Taking first place in A-Flight, Matt St. Ledger and Kent Reed. Second place A-Flight, T.J. Vaughn and Blaith Belangi. First place B-Flight, Josh Zerlini and Bryce Holman. Second place B-Flight, Tim Cessna and Kevin Greathouse. Closest to the pin, hole number 11, Brett Marshall. Closest to the pin, number 18, Dylan Smith. Longest drive, Dylan Lampley. A contractor for an area home supply store was fatally shot Friday at a house down in Concord. That's in southern White County. Sheriff Doug Meyer was dispatched to that scene on a report of a couple of men that had fallen off of a roof. When he got there, they discovered that the two men had apparently been trying to put a ladder up to access the roof and got it into some high-voltage power lines. Jetzari Gonzalez, 23, of Pontoon Beach, was taken to the hospital in McLeansboro, pronounced dead. His co-worker, Hector Gonzalez, 21, airlifted to St. Mary's Hospital in Evansville. His condition listed as stable. No foul play suspected in the death of a rural Crossville man Friday night. The victim has been identified as a 58-year-old Ronald Lee Ron Kirsch. He died around 9 o'clock Friday night and apparently grabbed a gun and shot himself. The White County Sheriff says that statements and evidence gathered at the scene indicate the death was a suicide and no foul play suspected. A Saline County man died Sunday morning after being hit by a pickup truck while walking along a rural Hamilton County road. The victim has been identified as William G. Tyson, 30, of El Dorado. The driver of the car that allegedly hit him was Tony S. Dugaro, 45, of El Dorado. He was driving southbound on Route 142 when he hit Tyson, who was standing in the roadway. The Dorado was cited for driving on a suspended license. And again, repeating, effective today, the Enterprise Road, 4 miles north of Fairfield, will be closed now. We now have been told for at least 12 weeks as a bridge is replaced over Martin Creek. So if you have travel plans in that area, you may need to make an alternate travel plan. And a McLeansboro man took the $1,400 top prize in the Marion County Fair Demolition Derby Friday night. Kane Smith outlasted Brandon Easley of Salem to win that top prize. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices at the noon hour up 81 cents a barrel, trading at $44.68 a barrel. Prices closed down on Friday. Local refineries dropped. They're offering 50 cents per barrel. And today they're paying $37 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor here in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow is up 220 points at 17,593. The NASDAQ's up 54 at 5,097. In local and area deaths, 84-year-old Fairfield resident James Rodney Cooper died at 9:58 last Tuesday evening at Wayfair in Fairfield, a World War II veteran of the U.S. Navy. He was a mechanic for National Airlines and had also been a prison guard. Survivors include his wife Yvonne Jeanette Cooper of Fairfield, sons James Rodney Cooper Jr. and wife Desi of Gainesville, Florida, and Philip Eugene Cooper and wife Lois of Fairfield, a sister Geraldine Green of South Carolina, four grandchildren, one step-grandchild, and two great-grandchildren. A memorial service for James Rodney Cooper will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Jesus Name Pentecostal Church in Fairfield. Per his wishes, the body's been cremated, and there will be no burial. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Mary Bell Hamilton Dunn of West Frankfort died Sunday at Heron Hospital in Heron. She was a homemaker and member of the Grace Awakening Church in Benton. Survivors included daughter Carolyn and husband George Connor of Benton and two sons, Glenn Edward and wife Betty Dunn and Michael Francis Dunn, both of West Frankfort, a daughter-in-law Josephine Dunn of Benton, a sister Imogene McClellan of Florida, nine grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and six great-great-grandchildren. Services for Mary Bell Dunn will be 12:30 Thursday afternoon at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney with burial in Gunyon Cemetery. Visitation will be 10:30 Thursday morning till the time of service at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Ronald Lee Ron Kirsch died at 10:23 Friday night at the hospital in McLeansboro, where he operated AK Oil LLC and was of Catholic faith. Survivors include his son, Aaron Kirsch of West Salem, a daughter, Kiana Kirsch of West Salem, a sister and brother-in-law, Linda and Gary Shaw of McLeansboro, a brother and sister-in-law, Bernard and Charlene Murphy of Galatia, a brother-in-law, Ray Murphy of Dahlgren, 15 nieces and nephews also survive. Visitation for Ron Kirsch will be 5 until 8 Tuesday evening at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be private. The Campbell Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Broughton resident Eugene Mayberry died Wednesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a farmer, served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. Survivors include his wife Norma, a daughter Brenda Douglas of McLeansboro, two grandsons, Corey and Kyle Douglas, three great-granddaughters, Amelia, Hadley, and Kylie Douglas, and two sisters, Faye Allen and Nell Harwood, also survived. Services for Eugene Mayberry will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Digby Hill Cemetery at Dale with graveside military rites conducted by the American Legion Post 224. Visitation 6 till 8 Tuesday night at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made at the Wabash Christian Retirement Center or St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Graveside services for Phyllis Marie Warden, 85 of Fairfield, were conducted this morning at Maple Hill Cemetery. Services for Charles J. Lynch, 86 of West Salem, will be 9 o'clock Tuesday morning at Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. A burial in the church cemetery. Visitation 5 to 7 tonight at Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the church and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem, which is in charge of all the arrangements. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News, brought to you by Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 1231.
Hair removal is the most frequently performed light-based cosmetic procedure in the United States. With Dr. Malt's new upgraded laser system, his certified laser technologists can clear hair off everything from upper lips to full backs and legs in half the time of traditional systems. And because of the advanced engineering that both heats the hair follicle and cools the skin around it, the treatment is virtually painless. So say goodbye to wax and razors. Say hello to laser hair removal provided by Dr. Malt's office. Call 842-3813. Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in Barnwood is on sale too at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And before we get to that Fairfield area weather forecast, a couple of notes to tell you about a breaking news story out of Southern Illinois down in, actually down in Pope County, but the announcement was put out by the Saline County Sheriff's Department. I've heard about this earlier this morning. Police in that area are searching for an overdue airplane that left the airport in Marion, Kentucky, en route to Marion, Illinois. Last night around 8:30, they took off, and of course there were quite a few storms in the region at that time of the day last night, and they've been searching for this aircraft that never did to reach its stated destination. And earlier this morning, a command center was set up in Pope County, Illinois, near the small village of One Horse Gap there in Pope County. But the Saline County Sheriff's Department is asking anybody that may have heard low-flying aircraft last night to call the Saline County Sheriff's Department. Again, they have a search party out this morning scouring the Shawnee National Forest, especially in the Pope County area, looking for that overdue aircraft. We're told that the airplane carried just the pilot, no passengers, and it was said to be a single-engine aircraft, and the plane is overdue. And also reiterating this road closure, which is a rather significant road closure, Enterprise Road, about 4 miles north of Fairfield, will be closed now because of a bridge out, closed to everybody but local traffic. 4 miles north of Fairfield, they're putting in a new bridge over Martin Creek. And that's about a quarter mile north of Clyde Robbins Corner. And that road closure, it looks like now, will last for at least 12 weeks. So be careful out there. Forecast. Chance of showers this afternoon, high 84. Slight chance of showers tonight, low 68. Sunny Tuesday through Saturday, 84 Tuesday, 80 Wednesday, and 84 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 85 the high yesterday, 72 the low this morning. 55 hundredths of an inch of rain this morning, a trace yesterday, and at 12:34 under mostly cloudy skies, it's 80. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.